Danger, danger.
All range mode. Season 1, Episode 5. My name is Joe.
My name is Dan.
I'm Dougie.
This is Chad.
Alright, so we have a bit of a structure to this show. We talk about kind of things that are going on in our lives. Talk about some movies. We get into some games. And then we answer any reader email that comes in. Thanks for putting up with us. It's been a rough ride getting these first couple episodes out here. But we're working on it, and thanks for your patience.
Thank you!
So, I might have to bail pretty early on this episode. I've got a wedding tomorrow morning. Got a wedding tomorrow morning, and tonight's kind of the bachelor get-together, and I'm a groomsman, so...
Joe's going to see them titties!
Are you going to see them titties?
I will not be doing that.
Bail out.
I have a special deal. Implemented that I don't care to discuss. So I've already started into the beers.
As have I.
Yes.
I'm on beer number one, but I'll get caught up soon.
Beer number one.
Excuse me, I just lied to you. I had two beers at work.
Dan brought a surprise snack for everybody.
Okay, so anything exciting this week? Stop clapping.
Yeah, I got an exciting thing. Sister's getting married tomorrow, so
that's very
exciting. That's
gonna
be fun.
That's Joe's exciting thing of the week.
I'm actually taking the I've been busy with work.
Yeah.
Stance this week. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's been busy.
I have no stories. Actually, we went out the other night. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I had fun that night.
I'll be here for next episode, but episode 7, I won't. I'll be in Florida.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Going to Florida, boys.
Going to Florida next Saturday.
Cool.
You know, as far as I've heard in the podcast world, if you can get through episode 7, then you're that much closer to episode 700.
Ooh.
So we're getting there, guys. You know, we've hit some...
That's a true fact.
I will admit, tonight is the least I've ever wanted to record one. I'm happy we're doing it now, but the fact of just bringing my computer from my bedroom to the living room...
God, that's such a big place.
It's a fucking laptop, Doug.
I've done it, and I'm admitting it now, but I'm just telling you, I get lazy sometimes.
No
and
shit.
You
gotta throw those video games away.
Yeah, plus I could bail at any time, so...
I gotta stop playing video games.
Got a bit of a fun episode here.
Then what would we talk about?
Yeah, we got some stuff.
Alright, stories, what did you do? You did that, Dan did what?
Just a new girl, interested, it's awesome. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Borderlands this week, but I'll talk about that later.
Make sure you get to it this week.
Yeah, we're getting to it this week. I'm not gonna... Last week we didn't talk about it because I didn't get all that much time into it. So, you know, I didn't have too much to say yet. Now I put probably 20 hours in, so...
Who submitted the top 5?
Will Arquette. Top 5 movies that we...
I was thinking that you made that name up.
Yeah.
But he works with you, or he worked with you.
Worked.
5 critically acclaimed movies that you just didn't see what the hype was about.
Yeah, that's
okay, right.
Okay. This was actually a pretty big struggle for me.
The fact of the matter is, if you know, I have movies that I don't like, but I'm not very opinionated about those movies.
Right.
I'm not going. I don't feel like I've got this, you know, epic call to make everybody not like this movie.
Well,
it's just something
it's
that
just
I
like,
didn't like.
I didn't like them so much, and I can't understand why they're so critically acclaimed. That was the route I took. Like, that actually bothers me, that they're so critically acclaimed, and you'll see with my list.
But. Yeah. I should point out that I didn't think I'd be here today, so I'm very unprepared, or underprepared, but I do have a list of 5 that I was able to jot down.
Yeah, mine is... I feel... I'm really happy
with my list. I love my list. I hated the movies, but I love my list.
Nice.
I'm waiting for my...
Dougie, what did happen to
my
you
ride
this
to
week?
Show up.
Wait?
What happened to you this week?
This is kind of unmovie and game related news, but relates a little more to my hipster life. I went on a couple days ago. I went to this thing in Detroit called Detroit Soup, and it's basically it was super cool. It's just this
shit.
Abandoned warehouse downtown, and you go there, and it's $5 to get in. There's probably like 400 people there. And then there's four different people who go up and pitch an idea that they want to do, like some creative project they're trying to do. And then at the end, you vote, and whoever had the coolest idea wins all the money. So, you know, they won like $2,000 to put towards their idea. And there was like free food there. Like, I mean, it was just like soup and bread. But I mean, it was $5 to get in, and beers were $1.50. It was really cool.
What kind of what were the ideas?
Like, one was for a documentary in Detroit. That this is the one that won. Actually, it was super cool. Apparently in Detroit, there's this thing called Detroit Threat Management, which is like an unofficial police security squad. And these guys, the filmmaker was saying how he went to their place, and they just look like a SWAT team. They have guns, they have training rooms, they have boats that patrol the Detroit River.
What?
And basically, in Detroit, apparently...
They a militia or something?
Not really. They're just, like, they're out to help people. He was saying in his movie he's not showing either side of it.
So they're not affiliated with any, like,
no,
government?
No, by no means. It's like...
So it's like
Michigan
mercenaries,
yeah,
almost.
Batman Club.
Essentially, but, like, apparently a huge problem in Detroit is, like, you call the police and the average response time is, like, 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah. You know what?
So these guys pride themselves on getting to your call first. So
I had something,
called them for 2 years.
I had something, that, like, that happened this week. You know when you see a police officer at a red light and they flash those lights, they bleep their siren and then they run the red light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, your instinct is, like, fucking cops. But, like, I was thinking about it. If I called that car, I want them there immediately. I don't want them stopping at red lights. It's not an emergency, but I want them there as soon as they can get there.
Yeah.
I guess my issue with it is I feel like it's never
I think they are, man. I think I've completely flipped on the whole, like...
No, but they pass the light and they shut the lights off.
Yeah, they shut their lights
off. Yeah, they don't
need
to.
Yeah, but because they're not... It's not an emergency. They're not, like, running through traffic and get off the road.
I've seen them go through and do, like, less than the speed limit once they get through the light. They're not speeding anywhere.
I had a very...
I don't know. I think more often than not... I'm going to give them credit where credit's due.
I guess there is a point to be made. It's just like, if they're just driving around for their whole shift, why are they in a hurry to get to the donut shop or something, you know?
Because waiting at the light sucks ass.
I guess it does suck ass.
Put it this way, if you were a cop...
You're getting paid, you're killing time. That's
my
thought.
My dad was a cop. He was fucking...
If you were a cop and you're sitting at a red light and you didn't have to, like one of those bullshit red lights where it's like...
This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm going through. I do that on my own. I run the shit out of those red lights.
So do I. The ones in the county and stuff? There's somebody around? I'm not sitting at that
red
light. No.
I do have a pretty dangerous one. The Highway 3 in Howard.
Oh, that's the death one. Everyone dies there.
Especially now.
Is that
what
your sister
got in
an accident?
No, she got
right outside my house.
Oh. She pulled out the driveway and got destroyed.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, I had a very strange incident coming
up. But Michigan Militia. That's a weird kind of thing. It brought to mind the Batman.
Yeah, man, it's kind of like
what
that. It's pretty cool. It's just like, it's weird how it's
different.
So close to us, but you just have no idea about that kind of stuff going on. Like, they have boats that just go across the river.
Special
guest.
Yeah,
my brother just showed up. We're heading out fairly soon, but we're going to he's going to join us for a little bit.
Well, since you're not going to be here too long, let's just jump into your top five. We can get back to ours later, or...
Oh, we're... Well, I suppose it is movies, so we can talk about it right away.
Yeah. We'll let you just bang yours out.
Top five!
We're banging mine out.
A quarter of top five.
Well, I mean, we do have some time. I don't need to really rush it. So, the...
Top five was an hour last week, so...
Yeah, top five wasn't there. So, the list... I'm not too sure about this list, but it's... we already mentioned the list, right?
Yep, talked about it.
Top five movies that we don't like that most people do like.
Or was critically acclaimed.
Yeah,
critically acclaimed.
They won a whole bunch of shit.
You need like a top 100 for that.
I think it's going to be a shorter list.
Mine I'm playing...
I don't want to just run mine off. You know what? Maybe I should.
Just run it off.
Yeah, and then you guys can kind of discuss and I'll jump in whenever that happens. So, my number five is Heat with... Pacino, De Niro, and Val Kilmer.
I like that movie.
I thought it was an hour's worth of, like, old man Pacino, like, behind a door, like a car door, like, bang, bang, bang. And it's like, always on the actor. It's, like, the big shot actors. And then, you know, De Niro, bang, bang, bang. Like, just so many fucking... I hate guns.
Went out for lunch.
I fucking hate that shit. Well, you know what?
Awesome.
That was a good scene. That was a cool scene, but I felt like they filmed it on different days. I felt like Pacino and De Niro weren't there at the same time.
I found the movie kind of boring, and then that started, and I was like, cool part, and it never really, got there.
And what's the bullshit about, you know, the love interest, Pacino's love interest, that just flips him over?
The
and
painter, or what was she?
Yeah,
she was some
she
artist
sucks.
Or something, yeah.
So it was too much gun scenes, and Pacino and De Niro, I just wasn't happy with their performances in that movie, and he was boring. Straight up boring.
Actually, I haven't even seen it.
It wasn't amazing, but I liked watching it.
Yeah, okay, so Heat is on my... I think there was... Yeah. I did not like that movie. My number four is...
Oh, we're going through like that?
Because I might have to leave.
We can bang these out fairly
quickly.
Yeah,
that one quick.
Yeah, Heat was what, 30 seconds?
Yeah. Okay,
And number five.
I'm definitely gonna get some flack for this one. Garen fucking Teed. I don't like Inglourious Basterds. And every
you're insane. That makes sense.
I don't
what?
Like it's really long and boring.
Exactly my point. You know what I mean? There are interesting parts.
It's
and the
tension
first
building.
The first time that I saw it, there was tension. Now you watch it again and I'm just like, this is dragging.
Do you like other things?
I felt that before, like the first time you
I
see
do
it,
and I don't.
That tension can't be recreated. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's
you
just
know what's gonna
agreed,
happen.
But
the
great.
Whole
it's still great, yeah.
French parts movie. And the whole German parts, I'm just not
I don't agree.
What are you talking the bar scene, the half hour where it's just like they're down in that bar
that I thought
and everything's about to like
KK.
to
I thought that was really cool. I'm talking
that's
like
fucking crazy. That
everybody was talking about how cool so the diner scene was where they get the it's the guy and the girl.
Yeah, and he asks for cream. Dessert. He makes him wait for cream. Do you think he knows?
I do.
He but, knows who she is, and he's choosing to ignore it?
Yeah, because he's smart. But I wasn't into it. I was like, I don't care. Like,
well,
I just didn't care.
And we're going to talk about that movie on our top five characters. Look forward to it in the coming weeks.
And like Brad Pitt, like everyone was like, oh, he was so funny. But it's so easy to do that. You know what I mean? Like he didn't...
He wasn't in it... A lot. It definitely wasn't Brad
Pitt's movie.
I don't
know. I didn't really feel it as much as everyone else did.
I was watching these special features, which is something that I subscribe to almost exclusively at this podcast because you guys are losers.
Yeah.
But in watching those special features, I learned the one line that Brad Pitt put in that movie that was allowed to stay in the movie was "Buongiorno." Like every other line was exactly how Tarantino wanted to play it, but when Pitt delivered that line "Buongiorno," like it was just like I guess at the table read or something like that, everyone started dying laughing, and Quentin Tarantino, after a decade of making it airtight, he's just like, fuck, like I've been bested by an actor.
All right.
So that's your number five.
That is my number five.
My number five is The Ring, and I like to
assume
I'm the resident horror guy of this group. Like I love horror movies.
That's the scariest movie to me.
I thought that movie was not scary and just not a good movie at all.
Dude, that movie
really
scared me.
It.
My fucking TV was on the opposite side of my window when I lived at home. And I always had my blinds open and the moonlight would be on my TV. So I'm laying
just
there.
Waiting for the...
I'm laying there sideways just staring at the TV screen waiting for like...
For
is that
one,
what it
I didn't
is?
Look
it's
at my
everyone
TV.
Has a TV and then
I don't know. She just moved weird and it creeped me. I don't like girls.
I couldn't walk in the darkness like with a TV in the room.
Man, yeah, how I watched years. The whole thing I fine. It was just like I was hoping it would scare me. But
well, there's two things about that movie. Is one, Ring Face. Ring Face is iconic and like it's just
it
a
did
staple.
Set the tone. Like I watched it right when it came out. I was still on the.
I saw the fusion. Shit.
You know, I can see how you wouldn't like it now because of all the parodies and stuff like that. The same reason like Matrix is bad.
Well, that would have been good on the list.
Maybe two or three at least.
Do you guys remember Aaron Hillman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He when we were in grade school and he lived on Orford Street.
Okay.
He had like roaches or something like that, and his TV would turn on.
Oh my god.
Like in the middle of the night, like full blast.
I'm pretty sure that couldn't have been the roaches.
I don't know, man. They mess with the circuits there.
Roaches are
they were
what they're programming the TV like
they're advanced roaches.
Well, I mean, there's a circuit. You break
the
circuit.
Put on the Discovery Channel.
Alright. Something was turning that TV on.
The roaches
it
would make it scary.
So how come you didn't like The Ring? What was it? You just didn't find it scary?
I didn't find it scary, or I didn't really think it was a good movie.
What's the scariest movie ever?
That's a really good question I'm
People
gonna come
stairs,
back to.
Sure.
People Under the Stairs?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It won't be scary if you watch it. It's like one of those things, it's so dated, you'll be like, this is fucking poop. But, like back when I watched it and it was new, it's just the thought of being locked under the stairs, like in a house and a family just like, stealing you and keeping you there forever.
I was like that.
Well, have you seen Misery, that Stephen King movie?
Yeah, I've seen Misery.
That's a kind of cool, similar, yeah. You know, like...
It's just that Misery's more like a realistic movie, whereas People Under the Stairs is kind of like...
Why would there be people movie, under the stairs? Know, where, yeah. Like,
there are weirdos under the stairs, and the people that live there are weird.
I felt that way about It.
Gimp suit and stuff,
it,
you know?
Oh, like, It. I was so scared, fucking scary. Yeah. Like, my dad's like, you're not allowed to watch this movie.
Big time.
And I would, like, come out of my room and, like, peek around the corner, and all I remember seeing is, It's the photo scary. Album, it Bleeding.
Really scary.
And, first and then the, and when... What the fuck's his name?
Yeah, the first VHS.
The clown?
Yeah, what's his name?
It the Clown.
It. No, it's not It.
Oh,
no.
His name is It.
No, Pennywise. It's not.
Pennywise.
When Pennywise is in the sewer and that little kid's got his little boat, yes. I saw those two parts and I was terrified.
Thief, man. Fuck.
And I watched the movie again as an adult and I was like, this is laughably bad. How did
it's
I...
Hey, do you so have bad. A... Do you have like an overwhelming...
The remaking.
Sorry, Chad.
An overwhelming what?
Do you guys have an overwhelming fear that is related to a movie? I've adopted a fear that I cannot get rid of, and it's from The Shining. I'm deathly afraid of empty houses.
Okay.
I can't walk into a house.
I love empty houses.
I can't walk into a house that's empty. And like, I was hired for a water company to go into. You know, there's a new parkway that they're building, like a new big huge road in our city, and the government bought out tons of houses. Because they wanted to tear them all down. My job was to go and make sure there was no water in the pipes so it wouldn't burst and turn off the water. So I'm literally walking into empty house after empty house after empty house.
Oh, that
was
freaky, man.
Have you ever heard the sound of air being pumped through your water lines?
Every day.
It goes... Like, that's probably going to max out. But like, while I was working that job, I had a dream that I was drowning. And
was that the cave-in dream?
No, it was. I had a dream that I was drowning. My wife, my girlfriend at the time, my wife woke me up, and I was like, and I was making the noise, and she was like, "Stop it! Stop it!" She was so.
But you had night terrors though, right?
That was the only time. That was the only time I ever got.
Most terrifying thing, like you're staring your wife in the face, unable to stop,
and she can't stop.
Just a very period of time. Someone is scary.
I breathed in like all the breath that I had been craving, and she saved my life. That woman saved my life.
That is so weird.
So I'm sorry. I kind of ran with my little side quest here, but like,
no, that's cool. I have
a fear that I adopted from a movie was empty houses.
I have a reoccurring dream fear. I always have this nightmare. I've had it ever since I was a kid that I accidentally kill somebody and go to prison for the rest of my life. And it's that feeling of
so
like,
manslaughter.
I'm like, it's manslaughter.
Car accident?
No, it's more like it's a dream, right? So it'll be something weird, like Chad will be like, "Oh, let me see that painting," and I'm going to pick it up and I'll just fall on his head and kill him. And then I get arrested, and it's like a murder.
I've died in your dream.
It's usually one of my friends or like my mom or something, and I just feel so bad, and then I get arrested, and they're like, "You're going to prison for life," and it's just. And I wake up like, "Oh, I'm going to prison." And my realize only, I'm okay.
My only reoccurring dream is the naked dream, where I'm naked and I know I am, but nobody notices it, and I'm fucking super uncomfortable.
I thought that was a joke.
I have that dream all the time, like where I'm. First, I'll be in my underwear, and then as it goes on longer in the dream, then I'm just completely naked.
If I'm naked in a dream, I'm fucking something.
I'm walking around at the mall or something.
Wait.
Put my clothes on.
I'm fucking something. All right, Chad's number 5.
The Godfather.
Number 5. Wow, I'm surprised it went that low.
Chad, which one's yours?
Stella. Yeah,
grab
Godfather.
Grab me a Strongbow as well, please.
I don't understand it. I don't get what's so good about it. We watched it last year.
Yeah, I watched Godfather through your eyes, and I was like, something has to happen. It's been
boring.
2.5
it's
hours.
So
is that the wedding?
It starts with the wedding.
Okay, I didn't make it
Marlon
to the wedding.
Marlon Brando, like the most iconic character, like the Godfather.
Right.
He dies in like a half an hour into
well,
the movie.
Well, you didn't finish the movie.
He dies a few hours in the movie.
In the first movie, he's dead.
He's not dead that quick.
He dies at the very
end. Yeah, he says like two things.
Wait, he's the one who dies in the...
Oh, wait, spoiler.
He gets shot. Yeah, Godfather spoiler alert.
He's already been like... passed over, like he's not the Godfather anymore when he dies, and he dies in a garden and it's with
the kids are running around or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I watched it recently, like last year or something.
My argument for that movie is why is bad? I don't know. I just, it sucked.
It's just, it's a sucked. Different you just didn't feel it? Like, they made long-ass, like, movies back then without action. The action is all at the end of that movie.
Like, there was no action, though. Like, there wasn't even good story. It was just...
a good story.
It's, the story, it's all story. That's, like, that's all it is, though.
I need
it's all story, no...
painting you a picture, like...
I don't like it,
and
so...
And he has to grant
too much.
It was probably...
Number five... Sucked.
It's old as fuck, and
that's what it is. Yeah. And like, that's the old movies like have the worst pacing.
The old movies, they're just.
And like,
I've seen it before through jokes, like through Simpson jokes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've seen that line. I've
almost adopted that. I've adopted that from you. Any old like pre 90s even.
You must
like,
have to see that with me too.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I can't put up with it. Like, it's I'm looking towards the future. That's all.
But dude, like Apocalypse Now, 1979. That movie is amazing.
I'm sure it's dated.
That movie? No, I watched it a week ago. It
didn't
awesome.
Like the ring.
What my number
Clockwork Orange.
I love it.
I like Clockwork Orange.
I watched it with James Norris and I realized like, okay, he's a kid watching this and I'm like an adult watching this. Like, he just doesn't get it.
What's going on?
It's so old, you know what I mean? Like it just it's lost.
Yeah. I will say though,
if old movies are done well, they're still good.
Yeah, but even like Stanley Deer Cooper Hunter movies, like Deer Hunter's
Cuckoo's
too long
Nest.
To
Cuckoo's Nest is way older than
that
The Godfather
does play.
That is so much fucking better.
Star Wars is older than Godfather, isn't it?
The Godfather's like the 50s
no.
or 60s or something.
No, it's like 72 or something, I think. Is it 60s?
The first one, yeah. For
Pacino
sure.
is really young. Chad's on it. So my number four. My number four was.
Godfather 2 is better than number one, by the way. Just throw that out there.
My number four is Aliens. It did have a huge stigma with it.
Dude.
It's just a.
Never seen it.
You gotta get out of there, man. And then there's always like a chick, a tough chick. Fuck.
Yeah, but it was the first movie like that.
That's fine.
Okay,
but
Godfather was 72 and
72?
What was Star Wars? 79?
Was 75. Wow. 77, I believe Star Wars was.
Yeah,
77. The year that changed film.
Are you gonna
Aliens, I was going into it like I don't know why I expected more of a sci-fi. Maybe because Alien was more sci-fi, like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Alien.
No, I'm saying Aliens.
Oh, okay.
James Cameron.
Yeah.
Movie. It's just like a monster movie, and I think it's overhyped, and that's why it's on my list. I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm saying it's overhyped.
Nice.
It was shit.
Okay, so moving on.
Number four.
None of us are gonna like this movie, but it's very popular. Twilight. Hate them. Fucking hate those movies. I don't understand how there's
like
any hype behind any of it. You like Twilight,
well,
right?
I mean, it was okay.
It's so fucking
shit.
It's,
man,
horrible.
It's not.
Have you seen anything
like
that?
It's a chick flick, man. Like,
yeah. It's,
have you seen anything other than the
first one? Even boys like it. There's guys that like it. I work with manly men, and they're like, yeah, I saw with my wife, it was alright. Like, what do
maybe
you mean it was
justifying
okay?
Justifying it, though.
Yeah, dude, that's like.
Justifying having watched it.
Like, I could, man. I've thought of my list pretty damn quickly.
But mostly,
I guarantee
you
never watched it alone.
Are you talking about the first Twilight movie or the Twilight saga?
I'm talking about literally the whole saga together is a waste of fucking...
I hear that they're okay.
It's a waste of film.
No, they're not okay.
The cameras that were shot on it
horrible.
Were wasted.
It's like watching Vampire Diaries on TV, except a long version of that.
Yeah, I don't even care to get into it. It's pretty obvious.
Doug, number four.
Mine is Harry Potter saga.
I had the whole thing.
Hey,
whole
nice. Harry Potter saga.
I erased that one for Inglourious Basterds.
Harry Potter saga.
They're not that good.
They're
so
not that
shit.
Good.
And you know what is so laughable? I think I was with you, Joe. We were in HMV, and it's just like the first three or four. You look at the cover of those movies, and they're just like little kids in these like weird poses. And then like the last two are like. Mean as fuck, just like black, and they're all dirty with like long hair. But I don't know. Even the newer ones are.
It's an evolution
I
over like
watched
what
them
audience
a month ago or something.
See.
The new ones, I was like, you know what? Maybe the last two are good.
The problem with the Harry Potter movies is, yes, they're not for us, but everyone is celebrating
Dude,
them as
them
if
to be
yeah,
for me.
As if
I,
like
I bought them all.
Like it got to a point
except
where it's like now they're being touted as good movies. I'm okay with them being like. Cartoons for kids,
yeah.
But the fact that they're
showing
totally,
up on lists with other movies I like is
they don't.
Cool.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I was young and confused, and after Lord of the Rings was over, Harry Potter was there.
It
was like
I saw it with you
this,
in theaters.
Yeah, this fantasy, like oh, it'll take the reins of Lord of the Rings.
So many fucking things trying to do that with.
It didn't do it well. I wanted it to do it
or something, and then there was the one with the door.
Oh,
I like
yeah,
those.
Yeah,
oh, first couple of Narnia movies. The first two I liked. I mean, I saw them in theaters.
They kept making those Narnia movies too. When no one was watching them.
Their shit's weak.
Chad's number four.
Number four, Slumdog Millionaire.
I haven't seen it. I have nothing to add.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was okay.
I watched that with you, and I got too drunk. I forgot.
It's amazing. Go on.
I didn't like it. No, I didn't like it at all.
I'm into Bollywood.
That was really stupid.
Yeah.
You like Bollywood?
I like
Bollywood. They go straight up Bollywood at the end of that movie.
I just like the dancing. You guys can't see me pretending to Bollywood dance, but I'm into it.
Pretty much just spinning his wrist.
That movie.
You gotta do some like quacking too.
Oh yeah. This thing.
Quacking.
So bad.
My number three is Temple of Doom. Laughable.
Oh, hold on. Which one's Temple of Doom?
Temple of Doom is the middle one.
Is that Kali Ma?
With the hand.
Yeah, Kali Ma.
The best fucking movie.
Oh my god. And the little Asian kid. Like, the little Asian stereotype that they threw in that movie. And Spielberg obviously, like, okay, he's sensitive towards Jews. Yeah, Spielberg's obviously sensitive.
Yeah, okay, I did love that, but I was also a child. Watching it as an adult.
Put your hand through the bug.
If there was a character in any movie that was as far Jewish as Spielberg made this Asian kid, it would be kicked out of Hollywood and they would be blacklisted. But like Spielberg,
Dr. Jones. The 80s, man. Like,
dude, they do that constantly though.
People rip on Crystal Skull.
The token black guy. They do that in every movie, and that's still in theaters.
I don't like it.
I don't really like it.
People rip on Crystal Skull, but Temple of Doom. There's one point in Temple of Doom.
You're lying to me when you say you don't like that.
Don't like what?
The token black guy.
As a joke.
Yeah.
I do like that. I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
But black people like it as a joke, too.
I don't know about that. Edit that out. Here's Doug's stance on what black people like.
You better
black
not
people like that shit.
You better not edit that out.
Not black people.
Okay, hold on. We'll move on.
We like black people.
Black guys love that shit.
All people are equals.
Yeah. I guess I'm being...
Hold on. I have something...
love black people.
Oh, he's got one last thing.
Oh, you know what? I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, so okay, moving on.
Some more Chinese man.
I guess I'm beating up on Tarantino tonight. Kill Bill as well. I don't care for it. First one I thought was alright. Second one was so fucking bad. Okay. I couldn't even stand it. Kill Bill's so awesome.
Can I say something about that? I think Tarantino was raped by the... It was supposed to be one movie.
Okay.
And he was forced to re-edit and break it apart. And he's always been very unhappy with the fact that he had to rearrange his story and reshoot and all that shit.
The only reason I even enjoyed the first one at all was because it was so ridiculous. Like, over
the crazy
top.
Thing about that is Kill Bill is amazing, and it's his worst movie.
It's not amazing, though.
I thought you'd
like
it.
Thank you.
I agree with you, man. Like,
fucking on.
Everybody's telling me it's good. I loved Samurai's at that time, and I'm like, this is the worst. Then again, I'm impartial. Like,
what about with the RZA score? The RZA score?
I love RZA, yeah, sure. And I was juiced about that, too, but... I can't get into, like, girl fighters.
Exactly my point. I do not
so
like the tough
chick.
So that probably
skewed the whole thing to me.
I feel like if I punched a girl in the face, like, any girl in the whole world, if I punched her in the face, I don't care if she's a fucking...
If a girl's fighting, she better have a gun. Otherwise, I think I can beat her. I don't care.
I'm going to punch her in the nose, she's going to cry.
Even like a fighter.
And I'm going to feel really bad.
You know what? That is Tarantino's I'm trying to bang Uma Thurman part of his life, yeah. And he's totally got, like, a...
I like David Carradine. He was good. You know, his part was
Isn't
good.
He dead now?
Yeah.
Stead.
He's dead. That's Morin for...
That went all the way around.
Stead?
It's the choking stimulation. And
come on.
That's what I heard. That's how
he did the hang himself walk off?
Choking stimulation ended his life.
Aesthetic asphyxiation? What is that called?
I just made
could
up
you imagine walking into like your buddy's house? Like, I haven't heard from him in a couple days. And you just find him naked... Choked out with a noose around his neck and his dick in his hand.
What is that called?
What are you pulling?
It's like, something asphyxiation.
My brother warned me about doing that. So the radio. Tell me that is
what?
Don't
choke yourself.
Some other kid or a kid in high school had died doing that while I was in high school, and my friend's mom warned me and his
not to jerk off with a tie around your neck.
About doing that, yes. Asked us if we did it. And then she's like, don't do it, you can kill yourself. And I was like, this is the most awkward moment of my life.
Choking yourself and
just like,
you never heard of that?
Yeah, no.
It's the ultimate whack off, apparently.
That's the way to go.
You like,
I mean, I don't know.
I've heard it's great.
I've heard good things.
Exactly.
Aside from the death.
I've only heard good things about it, yeah.
Aside from if you die, it's worth it.
It's the best thing.
Exactly.
It's the best.
Dan, number three.
You're going
Doug, number three.
Yeah.
Well, it's Godfather. Let's move on.
Okay, Chad, number three.
I was actually looking to change it because it's.
I think you have to be.
Are you lumping in the whole trilogy?
Yes, I'm. I've seen all of them. Okay, first off, the third one or whatever is the worst.
It's the worst of the trilogy.
Exactly.
I would agree. Like, it's so far after.
Yeah, you know what? And like, I really do appreciate.
It felt like a TV
reunion. And I really didn't like The Godfather. So, I mean, I said my piece when Chad was talking about it, but I just don't like it.
What's your name?
I wanted to change this, but The Deer Hunter. I didn't like it.
Did you finish Deer Hunter?
Like, I finished The Deer Hunter.
I don't think I've seen
it. I've never seen it.
It's really bad.
Did you like the scenes where the guys are doing the Russian roulette, at least? No, you didn't like it?
No.
I don't.
It was totally out of context.
Like, I don't know.
How did you feel when...
Those movies lack... the proper pacing of modern day.
They lack discipline. Like,
I get used to something like a really good, well paced kind of. It's telling me the story. Like, this is why they're here. All of a sudden, we're underwater and they're trying to shoot each other in the head.
The actress.
It's just kind of weird.
What I got out of that movie was young hot Meryl Streep and young hot
Christopher Walken. Come on.
Christopher Walken.
Did he still talk the same?
Yeah. And it was weird to see him do that. It was like...
Oh, the beginning scene where they're all going off to war and it's somebody's wedding, that lasts for like 45 minutes.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's
so long
bad.
Is the whole movie?
It's really long.
It's like 3 hours.
Like back when they had VHSs, it had two VHSs. You know what I mean? Like,
just like it?
The first one was
just like it. Exactly.
I don't know if
it
you got...
It did a good split, though, of the two.
It was a miniseries.
The like, best split...
TV,
the,
so that's, you know what I mean?
Hands down...
saw it at the theater.
Best split of VHS's was Titanic. You put Titanic VHS in two,
the sink.
Only the second.
Right away is the ship going down. You're like, yes, great movie.
Yes.
I don't know if our listeners know what a VHS tape is. Before DVDs, we recorded on cassettes.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. That's a little bit of how old we are. Well, I can't. I don't even know what that is.
It's just tape.
Data on tape?
It's more. That's actually more amazing than
don't
flash memory.
Yeah, don't think about it.
Hey, when we were little, we had to rent our VCR from the corner store.
Wow.
You weren't even alive, so.
That's crazy.
You were dead?
I used to bet.
I was dead then.
You were dead then?
I was dead. My number two.
We hadn't brought him back to life yet.
My number two is Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That movie, you love that movie.
I hate that fucking
movie.
No, he told me
it was like, it was shit.
I saw it and I was like, this is the worst.
Of course it's shit. That's why I find it so hilarious.
The
idea is so stupid.
Let me explain, right? They, like, this rich backstory for Planet of the Apes and what we see happen in the future. And they've taken it all and in 5 minutes made it about some fucking stupid kid who likes to beat up animals, like, fucking ape. You know, like, the thing is supposed to be superhuman intelligence, right? And he can't see through the fact that there's one bad human or that there's a couple of bad humans. And, like, he gets sent to that thing, and it's like the evil human race is treating him like shit because he's an ape. Like, an intelligent person would be able to see through that, like fucking Gandhi or anybody who's ever been oppressed.
Yeah, he's not human, Joe. He's an ape.
But he's got human. He's got superhuman intelligence because of that weird drug, and all the scenes were like. And then the uprising is just bullshit.
That's what I mean, though. Like, the fact that all of that is ridiculous. You're right. And then the fact that it would go on to release itself. And convince other regular apes and horses to join its cause in a war against humans on the San Francisco Bridge is hilarious. It's so ridiculous. It's absolutely hilarious. It's just funny. It's a comedy.
Doug
points
in the comedy.
I do. It's stupid.
When we first saw the trailer,
he rode a horse into war. It was ridiculous.
Before that movie even came out, we watched the trailer all together. Pretty much, I think we were all sitting in your room. And
we were watching it. We saw the trailer when we went to see Transformers.
Is that what it was?
The moon.
Oh, theaters. That's right.
And Doug's the lone guy laughing his ass off.
The only guy in the theater, like, burst into laughter, just like cheering.
As soon as he saw an ape riding a horse,
yeah.
I'm not taking it seriously at all. Just
it's bad.
The monkey's name, just and the serious human acting with, like, in contrast to the monkey, like, Sessa, no. And it just, I cannot believe it for a second.
I thought it was terrible. Goddamn.
Is that really that, like, critically acclaimed and or popular?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nerd culture,
I feel like everybody loved it.
Nerd culture has celebrated that movie as if it's, like, the return.
It's a remake, right? Like, it,
no, it's not a remake. It's a reboot.
It is a remake. There was already a return, or, I mean, a Rise of the Planet of the Apes with, you know, after Charlton Heston made his original.
Charlton Heston.
Well, I was on a...
I mean, like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood made the original one, yeah.
A little all-range mode continuity there. Well played.
Fucking jukes.
Anybody who's listened these past 4 weeks...
Pardon?
Anybody who's listened these past 4 weeks will get that joke.
Yeah.
All right, so
congratulations.
Number
my number two is Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Danny Boy!
My number two was Captain America.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Now,
I love that movie.
Now, prior to the Avengers, I heard many people say that Captain America was the best superhero movie of all time. It
Whoa! Who said that?
A lot of people.
There was said it was the best superhero movie?
Like, your friends or reliable sources?
No, I read... Before it came out, I read a review, like, prior to Captain America coming out by a few days. I read a review saying, like, this is the superhero movie we've been waiting for, like... Chris Evans nails it. Captain America is perfect. Like, it's an awesome movie.
I'm arguing that, man. I don't think it's critically acclaimed.
I think there's a lot of...
I feel like everybody saw it and was like, Avengers will be cool.
Yeah, really? Exactly. I agree with Joel.
There's so many
really
people
like
that were like, sucking Captain America's dick. Like, oh, I fucking love Captain America. This shit's awesome. And I was like, he sucks ass. Like, you see the Avengers and he's so fucking...
Whoa. He does good and he does his job in Avengers.
No, he doesn't.
He does everything that he can.
He tells Hulk to smash.
But before he does that, he tells everybody else, like, in the Avengers what to do and how to take down this madness.
It's awesome.
Their fucking jobs. They know what to do.
Okay, well, hold on. That's in the Avengers, though.
Dan.
We're talking about Captain America.
Dan.
No.
Captain America the movie, yeah. It falls flat. And everything that would have been exciting.
Claimed.
Okay, fine.
I thought it sucked.
For all the people that I have talked to about the movie, everyone else said it was good except for me.
I love it.
See?
But critics don't.
Oh, I didn't care for it at all.
I love it as part of the Marvel mythology.
I couldn't wait for it to end.
You know, the Avengers...
Oh, man. I've watched it like five
times. The biggest
times.
Surprise of my entire life, because all of the Marvel movies leading up to that,
except
I thought were
aside from aside from the original Iron Man.
Yeah, the
even
Iron
Man
2.
And Iron Man 2 and
Man
Thor
2
and Captain
bad.
America. I like all those movies.
It's not bad. It's not as good as
okay,
the
Okay, there's really a new bad. Genre, right? It's popcorn. I'm going to give them $7
yeah,
and enjoy
I'm gonna
myself for a couple
my
of hours. I'm going
to shell out my
toonies
and just
that's
watch
not,
stuff
that's not,
blow up.
That's not
I don't care for like... I know I'm getting one twice a year.
They're right. Making a movie wanting it to be good. They're not just like, oh, we'll fill this because...
It was fine.
They're making it good
okay,
to
fine.
A mass audience, though. They're not... like it's... I don't know. It's different from like a Batman movie or something, you know.
I thought the Avengers was going to be the worst movie.
So
I know
we talked about this many weeks prior to coming up.
Like, yeah, there was the whole Dark Knight Returns versus or Dark Knight Rises versus Avengers.
And Avengers was better.
Yeah. Interesting. I didn't expect that from you.
No, I don't rank either.
Hey, Dark Knight Rises
you can't compare
was
those.
Not.
Dark Knight Rises was much
you know what?
Than Dark Knight.
If I would have put more thought into it, Dark Knight Rises would have been my number one.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Knight Rises is my favorite Nolan movie.
That movie
whoa!
Sucked.
What?
Yes.
That movie was horrible.
Okay, Dark Knight
horrible. Everybody calm the fuck down,
it's not
okay?
Horrible, yeah, take that back.
Yeah,
it's
I just said it.
It's not your favorite Nolan movie, and it's not horrible.
It
it's
is
horrible.
My favorite Nolan movie. What,
it is
what,
horrible.
What should my favorite
the
Nolan
Dark
movie
Knight.
Be?
The Dark
Knight! Inception. No. And close, but no.
The Dark Knight is
Memento.
The best Nolan movie.
Memento.
One of the best movies.
The original.
Chad and I were talking before we started recording this, and Chad was like, I'm going to put Memento on my list just for argument's sake.
Yeah, Joe loves it. Loves it.
No, but Memento is good. It's suffering. It's dated.
Okay, Memento is an example of a great story told
with
limited budget.
Kind of shit.
All right, let me tell you something about Memento. It was written like that. It wasn't filmed and then re-edited in like backwards order.
Look, I'm just saying I really like The Dark Knight Rises. I'm not saying those movies are bad. I really like that movie, and I don't know why anyone else.
So we got to Memento.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys are really gonna like the parts people say are bad about it are so fucking stupid, like. Oh, what did he just climb up the bridge and burn and set the fire? Like, who gives a fuck?
Dude,
when that happened, I was like,
I'm not
sitting there in the theater.
Time was of the essence, and he found time to climb up and paint
okay,
a fucking bat oil and then light it up and be like, ugh,
you're not
looking
at
the part when he climbed
like the realism to Batman.
He gets
like,
back and he's like, light it. And then they light a fucking lighter and then it climbs up a building and then there's a giant flaming bat symbol.
Yeah. Somebody had to go up there and paint that.
That struggled from proper painting.
Okay, listen
well.
To me. This is one thing that I was... people were talking about Dark Knight Rises, and they said, oh, Bruce Wayne's gone for 7 years. Batman's gone for 7 years. They come back in fucking the same week. And he's got this knee injury that he's had for 7 years, right? He's just hobbling around.
And all of a sudden he's got Wolverine's healing ability.
Why didn't he figure out this fucking knee brace 7 years ago instead of walking around?
He kicked through bricks because his knee feels bad.
Okay, do me a favor and rewatch
the other
Batmans and Inception. And there are things like that in those movies too.
It's not a good movie. I liked it. I did like it, but I was severely disappointed.
That was like my favorite movie of the summer. Well,
what if
probably Avengers was, but
what if there was a letter? What if there was a letter? And what if an old man burned that letter?
I saw today. Did you guys see they released what the limited edition Blu-ray?
Limited edition.
The shattered. Batman face and
I'm buying it. I'm still gonna buy it.
You get the mask.
It's the worst movie ever.
Yeah, Shattered Mask.
You know what? Dark
Fuck
Knight Rises.
My ass. I'm buying it. Buying that mask.
Dark Knight Rises.
Doug too.
Dark Knight Rises would have been better if they showed Bruce Wayne falling, trying to climb that wall, maybe like 3 or 4 more times.
Yeah, that was.
I could have used more.
It didn't drag enough. I don't think.
Yeah, it could have been an extra hour and showed him climbing the wall about 3 or 4 more times.
Awesome.
I wasn't bored enough.
Anyway, my number two, and I don't even know if anyone's going to argue with me about this one, but I hope they will. The world certainly would. Blade Runner is the worst movie of all time.
Last time I watched it.
It's hailed on every blog as the best sci-fi movie ever. Better than Star Wars.
I don't know how to take you anymore.
And I watched that movie.
Lost in like...
You love Captain America?
Okay, look.
You hate The Ring?
Look, listen.
It's probably fucking great.
Listen to me.
Blade Runner's probably amazing.
I love Captain America as a popcorn flick, like a cool, just, you know, whatever. I don't think it's a good, like, film. But Blade Runner is hailed as the ultimate sci-fi movie of all time. Okay. And as a sci-fi fan,
it is over.
I find that offensive. The movie was garbage. I didn't like it at all. I don't think I saw the whole thing.
That's probably another Godfather thing. It's like the first of the sci-fi.
Watched it when it came out, you probably would have a totally different
maybe, but the fact that it's still up there is
what
bothers
me.
Yeah, how do you feel about Blade Runner?
Did you like it?
I think the concept is great because it's like a robot that knows it's gonna die and feels really bad about that, and that's what it's essentially about, is this like guy that was created to work as a slave on another planet, and he becomes self-aware that he's got a time, you know, expiry date, and he just kind of is like, fuck it, I'm just gonna fuck around and do some shit, do some dirt, you know what I mean?
What are they called? What are the cyborgs called?
Androids?
They're called something, Symbionts or something like that.
Androids.
Blade Runners are the agents who stop them, right?
So the twist is that...
Ford's just like the dick cop who's kind of like, you know, he doesn't really do a great job, he just kind of kills these things, doesn't have a heart, and this one kind of lets him live at the pivotal moment where he could kill him. And kind of like teaches Harrison Ford, like, these guys have more heart than I do, and I'm really a human.
So,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
the story is cool.
Like, I think you're onto something here.
And like, you know, I'm interested. It's dated. What can you do, right? Like, the problem with movies like that is when they remake them, they throw the fucking story out the door and they give
like
you
total
bullshit
recall?
Fucking you know, visual
for
crap.
For sure.
Yeah. But the story is completely lost.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I heard there was a twist where like. Do you think Harrison Ford is one of those cyborgs? There's a weird thing with that movie. It's like he could be one, and he's gone rogue or something like that.
When I imagine the casting for that movie, I think of Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford going up for the role, and just like, whoever gets this is gonna be an actor. Like, you're on the cusp of Star Wars, and you know, like, that's totally why they chose Harrison Ford. Like, it was pretty. You know,
I like Mark Hamill, man. Like, Empire Strikes Back, there's like an hour of that movie where it's just him and a puppet, and you totally buy into it. Like, he pulls it off.
Like, Harrison Ford isn't a better actor than
Empire Strikes Back. Best movie of all time.
Best movie of all time.
Best movie of all time.
He must have did some personal stuff to get like written out of Hollywood like that.
Mark Hamill?
Yeah, like he screwed the wrong guy's daughter. It's like, what was wrong with him? Like,
well, everyone but Harrison Ford like rose like nothing. A phoenix from the flames.
Kind of that's true.
Mark Hamill didn't fall that far. He ended up being the Joker and the Batman.
30 years later.
No, he's in a ton of games.
No, yeah, Mark Hamill's a talented voice.
He's in Jay and Silent Bob Strike
After
Back.
He went through an alcohol problem, fucking crack problem, he...
Well, no, he's been a voice actor. These kids who get hired to play these giant roles in movies, when they don't even know if they want to be actors or not.
Hayden Christensen?
He was like 25.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know.
He was just a kid in New Hope.
He sucked. He still does. Number two. My number two is the Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman epic.
Kevin Costner.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh my god.
You don't like that movie? Watch it again.
Watch it again. When's the last time you saw that movie?
It's probably not hailed as a good movie.
Probably it is.
Yes, it is.
It is. It got a special edition Blu-ray release.
Okay.
Are you fucking me? That movie's not good.
Chad was super hyped about the Russell Crowe Robin Hood movie.
Yeah, I know that.
And I was like, that was man, garbage. You gotta watch Prince of Thieves, man. Prince of Thieves, that's where it's at. We watched it together and I was like, this is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my whole... Like,
it's
the
so wicked shit that happened with Tommy Boy, dude.
Oh, we're not going to talk about those movies. No.
The witch one was like... the blood! It's just horrible. And like, oh.
It's bad?
It's really bad.
No!
They talked...
I loved it as a kid.
Slater's in it.
Dude, even after
watch
the credits...
Watch it again, it'll ruin your life. Remember when we tried to rewatch Ninja Turtles?
Stop it. They have that Bryan Adams fucking song after the credits, and I still like that song. I still like it because of that movie.
I remember we watched that movie so much, our VHS literally, like, busted. We rounded so much, it just broke one day.
That happened with RoboCop for me.
Oh, my God.
Please, everybody watch it again.
It's really bad.
They take death like nothing in that movie. Like they it counts for nothing. They're running around like he's saving everybody, but he slaughters so many people, and it's just like playing the happiest tunes while he's doing it.
So
these happy tunes.
You said Ninja Turtles.
When we rewatched Ninja Turtles,
I don't give a fuck what you say. That rewatch was still good. I still like the first and second one.
I fell asleep 5 minutes.
Okay, you're gay though.
See, but you can't like. It's like when you guys are talking about Harry Potter as a kids movie. Like those would be kids movies.
Turtles for me was like so much of my childhood that like I don't give a fuck.
I remember watching it. When I was like 20 maybe, and I was like, "This is good. This is still good." And then now I'm 27. We watch it again. And it's
still good. For what
no.
It is.
What's dated the most is the musical cues, where anytime. Well, not even that. Like yeah, and anytime it's slapsticky. It's like when there's a joke about the happening, you just hear this like boop beep doo doo, and you're like,
look past that.
Okay, I get it.
Think of this. Just think of the when they're like getting their shit back together and they're all training in the field.
They're just running around kicking air.
Shh. That scene for me was like fucking right, yes. Like, and it's still I got that same
feeling.
Like
Spider-Man discovering his powers.
Remember when all of a sudden Raphael?
I love that scene.
Raphael's on the roof and he's just like splash.
Okay.
It's a good
number
one.
They had to film that scene.
Oh, number one.
This is gonna get heated.
Number one, Minority Report is the worst Spielberg movie.
Oh, come on,
I love
it's
that movie.
So bad.
I love every
Steven Spielberg movie.
Every
bad.
Every Steven Spielberg. It's
no,
good.
No,
except Schindler's List.
Minority Report is very bad. I'm sorry. The whole
you know what's really bad? War of the Worlds.
The whole prequel. Chad's stabbing me right now in the heart. Minority Report, yeah, like there's it all gets summed up in the one scene where you know he has to get his eye replacement surgery done or whatever, and he's got a sandwich next to a fucking super like maggoty piece of nothing, and he grabs the maggoty piece of nothing and oh, what's going on now? My eyes! And then he's got his eyes in a bag so he can still use the retina display. And there's a scene literally where he drops them out of a bag and he's chasing them. And it's just Cruise going like, ooh, ooh. Like you can't see what I'm doing, but it's
fumbling down the hall.
Yeah, and he's chasing around his eyeballs.
Yeah, and they're just bouncing around.
You have to do your name, man. Those are your eyes going down that thing. You're chasing those eyes if those are yours.
Okay, well, the ending is shit. The beginning is shit.
I don't even remember it, so I can't.
I love that shit.
I don't remember
it. I watched it recently again, and it's still very good.
I'm going to disagree with you. Obviously, it's my number one.
My number one is also going to get flack. Social Network.
Oh! You know what? I didn't like it either.
Everybody's crazy. Like,
it's not that interesting of a story.
It's so good.
A guy such a great makes actor. A website. Like,
okay, he's not a listen. Good story. What I don't like with the movie is
it's a work of art.
He's this pretentious asshole. He's a person that I don't even like in real life, and he becomes more of an asshole.
I don't want to root for him.
I don't like him. Like,
That scene in the movie where he's just like, "I know, we'll call it the wall." It's like, oh, that's who invented.
You're overplaying
it. That is fucking bullshit.
I didn't like it.
Okay, well, how about the fact that the entire story is told simultaneously through two different like court settings, and the fact that like the score is unmatched in current fucking film.
Okay, the score was great. But you could put that to that any movie. That has nothing to do with the story of that movie.
In my opinion, that movie is bad. It's fucking hipster bait. That's all that movie is.
That's not the way to describe it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's
a very well told story. It's real life.
Yeah, it's a screenshot of something that's very important to our lives. Like the birth of the most efficient social network.
Don't go on Facebook.
I think it's a very uninteresting story.
I could honestly do without Facebook. But
don't go on Facebook.
I think Facebook's cool. I don't like the story of how Facebook came about. I don't find it that interesting.
Facebook is the most successful human experiment in history.
You know what I like about that movie most?
800 million people subscribed to it.
Garfield.
Facebook is...
Yeah, but it's not an original idea.
The only thing I liked about the movie was Garfield. I was like, he's solid. He's a good actor.
Zuckerberg's good in that movie. Everybody's good in that movie.
Even fucking
JT is awesome in that movie.
I thought you were talking about the cat. Sure.
Yeah,
Garfield
was.
The cat.
It's well directed. It's well scored. It's brilliantly scripted.
Garfield, is that his friend?
And then he turns into Spider-Man. But I'm excited to see that.
At the end of the movie, he turns into Spider-Man.
I'm very excited to see
that part.
Where his career goes. And that's the only thing that I was like cool about.
It's a great snapshot of a true story. Well, it's kind of true.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's my number one. I don't like it.
I would say Social Network is a great sister film to Moneyball. And the fact that like. You don't know how much work it takes to make it look real and feel real, where you're not even looking at the setting or anything like that. It's just there it is, and I'm encapsulated.
Like, I just kind of found it boring, a little bit boring.
I really loved it, and I didn't expect I would like it at all.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I liked it so much, because I thought I'd hate it.
Snuck up on you. I thought I would also hate it, and I didn't like it. I won't say I hate it with every fiber of my being.
I don't hate it either.
I've seen it twice, too soon, watching
the actors and watching the performances. Good, it's a decent movie. Watching it for the story, if like just watching it to watch a movie, I'm like, I'm never gonna put it back in.
You watched it?
No, I didn't. I didn't at all.
The same
team got hired to make the Steve Jobs story.
Oh, that's going to be a wonderful movie.
Yeah, it will.
Every fucking hipster in the whole world is going to be jerking off to that.
I'm excited to see...
He's got like a similar start where he's competing with...
Yes.
I'm excited to see...
It's going to be a great fucking movie. The story of Steve Jobs'
idea, right?
Like, in the Steve Jobs movie, there's going to be a character who plays both Bill Gates and George Lucas, and I'm excited to see those characters on screen.
Well, there better be a fat Steve Jobs and a skinny Steve Jobs when he's dead.
Also,
Fat Steve Jobs is horrible to watch.
That is my number one.
If anybody hasn't seen it,
I'm sorry.
Google Steve Jobs from like the 90s.
I'm sorry that I did that.
He's fat and it's scary.
Okay, let's move on. I just didn't care for it all that much.
Guy, though, like
all right. My number one is The Shawshank Redemption.
Sucks.
Oh my God, I don't get it.
I want to go home.
Okay. There's nothing good about
it's so
it at all.
Good. It's
everything is
so good.
It's not
good.
I
was saying every scene in that movie is perfect.
No, it's not. Oh, listen to me.
I agree.
The movie itself is okay.
What?
But it's not good or the best movie ever. It's a shitty drama.
I can't even.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, it's a UPN 50 Sunday. It's on TV.
You know what?
This sucks.
Okay,
every
well.
Every fucking scene so in that movie
Morgan
is.
Morgan Freeman's a good actor.
Perfectly well.
But not because of that movie.
When did you first see that movie? Because it's very possible that the movie has become a parody of itself.
I first saw
it a long time ago. No, it doesn't.
That's when I met Andy Daniels.
Yeah, I first saw it a long
time. Do you hate Forrest Gump too?
Andy Daniels. Kind of.
Fuck you!
Andy Dufresne?
Andy Dufresne.
He hates Forrest Gump.
I don't hate Forrest Gump. I think it's a bit overrated.
No! I will never watch another movie you recommend.
Oh my god.
Wow. Don't say shit like that.
That's Forrest, okay. It got deep.
Forrest Gump?
It got deep and hateful.
Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump and Shawshank Redemption. Those are two of my favorite
movies.
Shawshank Redemption. Those are in my top five.
What is, like, I gotta, there's, it's so shallow, the drama in it. It's just like, oh, and then this super predictable moment happens over something that isn't creative or out there. It's just like a simple tale. For simple people.
It's the story.
Okay?
So,
were you surprised that he, like, escaped? Like, did you know
no,
he
was? It was because so you knew, though. Because you knew someone was going to escape. And not because I had heard about parodies of it.
I thought he was going to be dead.
You actually thought he wasn't going to get out?
No, I didn't know what was going to happen.
You didn't think they were going to meet up on the other side? I knew that in the first 5 minutes when I was 12 and saw that for the first time.
Interesting. Wow. Well, you got lucky.
Tough life, man.
You got lucky. I don't know, man.
Got it?
Nope.
Anyway,
I have a Shawshank Redemption story. After years and years and years, like,
okay, don't hate me because I didn't like the Shawshank. Just,
I don't hate you.
Chad's
no,
really
I'm
mad
I'm
at me.
Kidding.
Right now.
I'm not kidding. I'm not your friend anymore.
So I frequently try and get my wife to watch these epic movies that,
oh,
like, because she was never into movies.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
I was there for this.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I watched it with her alone.
You're talking about Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
I was there when we watched it together.
You were there?
Yeah.
Okay, asshole. So we watched the whole movie, and she's like, she's watching it, and everything's good. And when we get to the scene where Morgan Freeman meets up with Andy Dufresne, like, at that...
The beach
at the beach
end?
Or whatever, yeah, right at the end.
Okay.
She looks at me and she looks at me and she goes, "So, how did they get out of prison?" And she had fallen asleep right before the escape and woke up right after. So she watches the whole movie and then she sees the end of it.
I remember her waking up to the. Like Morgan Freeman goes to the field and he's finding.
He
like
finds the rock.
The rock and like he goes through like the money. Right. She's like,
so she didn't know that Andy.
How did he know to go there? He just found it. But like, what?
I honestly can't believe you didn't like that movie.
It's not that I didn't like it.
Like,
I just think it's so overrated. Like
people and then the guy he goes to jail. He's wrongly accused and then he learns how to like start getting in with the judges or I mean the guards and stuff.
You know what a good prison drama is? Midnight Express. You ever seen that?
No,
I haven't.
You guys never saw that movie?
Wasn't it?
Holy shit. Okay, to give you a quick review of it. It's about some American guy in Turkey tries to smuggle some hash on a train. It's a true story. Gets caught and gets sentenced to a Turkish prison for the rest of his life. And
what?
Lives there for like...
For having hash?
Yeah, because it's a huge offense there, right? So he basically lives there for 10 years and the Americans can't get him back and he has to live there. And it just shows how horrible the prison is. And then at the end, he finally kills a couple guards and escapes. To and they
spoiler.
Can get back to the States. No, it's a true story. And it's just like, it's actually like a horrifying prison tale. And it's climactic. And
Andy
true.
Dufresne didn't kill anybody. It was just, it was a wholesome, like, he's smart.
That's
he used his fucking brain.
There's so many little, like,
it's not like
Disney
a realistic
story.
Prison.
Like,
it's not a realistic prison story.
No.
No, not at
all.
What is the
like,
actor's name? I can't remember.
Like
Tim
Robbins.
Robbins.
It's a Stephen King, like,
I kept wanting
story,
to say Tim Allen.
Like,
which is crazy that it is a
that
Stephen
world.
King story. Like, I love Stephen King.
Yeah.
Did you like Stand By Me?
I really want to watch
love
that movie
Stand
again.
By
I could watch that
love
movie
Stand
constantly.
I like Stand By Me.
I like Stand By Me much more. Like, Stand By Me should have the ranking in blogs and charts that this movie does.
Agreed.
And I know
agreed.
It is
Shawshank
high up, but it should be higher than
highest rated movie on IMDb.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the number one movie of all
time.
Which is
bullshit. That's why
I
think...
be.
You know what? If that's your stance, it shouldn't be the greatest movie of all time, I agree with you.
And I don't... I think it was pretty good and stuff, but it was okay.
I can say top 10. Top 10, maybe not number one.
I get why people like it. I just don't think
what's number two? What's number two on IMDb?
Is it Star Wars?
Oh, Godfather?
Godfather 1.
Ultimately, like, personal opinion is going to rank your number one, right?
For sure.
It shouldn't match.
Alright, Chad's number one. Now you guys all know I hate this. The Hurt Locker.
Oh, I hate
I'm actually pretty surprised.
I like that movie quite a bit.
Did you like it?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
See?
Got bored.
It sucked. It was bad.
I don't think it deserved the hype that it got. Right. It was like everyone was talking about it on Oscars.
All right, let's put it on the table right now.
It won like best film.
Yeah, let's put it on the table. Yeah. Is it better than Avatar? No.
Yes.
Yes. Not even.
No. Sorry.
More than Avatar.
No.
Not better than Avatar. Is it
better? Avatar is so much better.
I don't like Avatar.
Avatar is beautiful, and the 3D was beautiful, and it was that in a sense was awesome.
If the Hurt Locker
was the kids' movie.
Avatar is an achievement. Hurt Locker is just
I look at Hurt
a
Locker,
piece of bullshit.
To me, I can sort of agree. Hurt Locker is on the same page as Black Hawk Down. Not quite on the same page as Saving Private Ryan, but it's a good military movie.
Wasn't Legolas lost in Black Hawk Down?
Yes. Legolas?
Yeah, he was. There's a lot of fucking people in Black Hawk Down has Tom Hardy in it. There's a lot of dudes in that movie.
Tom Hardy's been around. Hey, Bronson is on Netflix. Canadian Netflix. We should all watch it and talk about it next week.
Let's look at his penis.
I've been waiting to see that for...
What is it?
There's lots of penis.
Tom Hardy, Call to Fame. About Charles Bronson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not his real name. But
he was sent to jail, and he served like the most time in prison against what his original... claim.
Yeah, he's never killed anyone either, right? He just fucked.
He went to jail for an arbitrary claim, but ended up spending the most time that anybody has spent in prison for that offense because he was just a shit disturber and he beat the shit out of people in prison.
Yeah, he kicked. He was in like a lot of solitary.
But it is the reason Tom Hardy was cast as Bane. Was Bronson? Yes.
Mm-mm. By the way. Tom Hardy in Inception is ridiculous.
I was going to say Tom Hardy is...
Tom Hardy
in
Inception,
Inception.
Tom Hardy in Inception, underused.
Yeah.
Underused? What do you mean by that?
He doesn't do anything.
Anything.
No, but it's just like...
Really, it could have been anyone else.
In just his introduction to his character, I was like, oh my god.
Well, he plays... Hardy? Yeah, but he plays an actor. He plays somebody who can take over a character so much so that in your dream you believe that that person is that character. Got that?
Yeah.
So he just plays an actor. He's not a crazy... Well, until the end of the movie when he's skiing down mountains and killing everybody with, like fucking James Bond.
What, you mean the Call of Duty movie? Scene?
What's that?
You seen that fighting movie?
Yeah.
What movie?
Oh, that's... Awesome
that. Okay, greatest spoiler of all time. The cover of the movie is Tom Hardy losing the fight.
Is it?
Yeah, and the other guy like waving in the doctors or whatever.
The Warrior?
The Fighter. Yeah, the Warrior.
Did you enjoy that movie? Because I didn't like it.
Wait, was Mickey Rourke the main guy in that movie?
No,
that's the wrestler.
That's the wrestler. Oh, that's also another one that was pretty
good. It was really predictable, but...
Oh, of course it was predictable.
I guess he wins?
No,
Tom Hardy loses, but on the cover...
No, he's the wrestler.
Oh, the wrestler. The wrestler dies.
We're not talking... We've never been talking about the wrestler.
I never watched the wrestler.
He does. Yeah.
It seemed like that was where it was
going. Mickey Rourke dies in the wrestler?
Yeah, at the end. He has a heart attack.
But he wins, then he dies, right?
No, he dies.
God, that's sad. I don't know.
I mean, even if
I can't handle
at that
man.
Point, like, he's not really winning anything.
He's a piece
I
of
always
shit.
Hated Darren Aronofsky until I watched, until I watched Black Swan. I loved Black Swan.
Black Swan was amazing.
It was okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It was
right. Phenomenal.
Has anybody seen
The Fountain is the worst thing I've ever seen in my
Something
life.
Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it good?
What's that?
Moonrise Kingdom.
The new
Wes Anderson movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm like, Wes Anderson's my favorite director.
Why does everyone suck his dick off?
He's my favorite director.
Remember
man.
When
like,
we were
no
arguing
one makes movies like that, and I love them.
He makes
look, I'm not gonna argue them, I'm just gonna say they make me feel such a
I wasn't
different
sure way about that Darjeeling one, not as much as the other ones.
What's
the,
you know what? A lot most people tell me that's their least favorite, and that's one of my favorites, and my least favorite is Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I love that movie.
I know you do.
I liked it the first time, and I wasn't so hot on it the second time.
See, my favorite thing about the other ones is how they're funny but really dark with the adults and stuff, and that movie just had none of that in it, so it was more cutesy and funny and whatever, and the newest one is kind of like he outdoes himself. You know, it's very like, oh my god, like artsy and kind of, you know, his style done to the max, and the main characters are the kids, which isn't necessarily a good thing, but you know, Bruce Willis and everyone, it's a really good movie.
So,
I would see it.
Wes Anderson makes darker stories in an artsy fashion.
It's not darker stories.
Well,
yeah. They're,
okay, Wes Anderson is Royal Tenenbaums.
They all have, like,
Life Aquatic.
That's the one that I had a hard time with. Like, I saw it, and everyone was talking about how great it was, and I was like, I'm not really into
it. He makes art pictures.
Watch it a few times.
Life Aquatic's my favorite movie of all time.
Wow.
I'm going to go on record as saying that. I've watched it the most times. Maybe seconded by Annie Hall. I just love those kind of, and I'm not a huge art flick guy.
Woody Allen.
But I like these movies.
I don't know.
Annie Hall's really good.
That's what we're going for.
Alright, thanks guys.
Yeah.
I will I'll talk to you soon.
Everybody.
Right,
see you.
Care, guys.
Yeah.
Good night, guys.
Alright.
Games.
Moving on to
games. I don't even know what's happening with games. You talk about Borderlands and then.
Did you guys play anything interesting this week?
I've just been playing Metal Gear 4.
How's it been going? Just I'll let you go with that. I'm gonna
I played for like an hour and a half and then I didn't save it. And then turn it back on and my save was only for 15 minutes. God.
That is the most
disappointing
thing that ever happens to me in video games.
I stopped
about that game. It saves it at every chapter, but every chapter is about 3 hours of gameplay, right?
Fuck.
But you can manually save it and go back to your game. But I forgot about that. And I literally like was like, went to go shut my system off and was hovering over it. And I was like, wait a minute, does this game... Yeah, it's got an autosave. And then I powered it off.
It doesn't autosave?
It does not. It does every chapter.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so I'm just... Today, I got to my point where I was before. So
that is the biggest...
I'm now motivated to play it more
fucking
again.
But annoying
thing. There was like a good 2 days where I was just like, fuck. Man,
when that happens to me...
I kind of quit that game.
I stopped playing it. Like an hour and a half I've already spent playing. I can't play anymore.
Yeah, I didn't lose the whole hour and a half, but...
Okay.
But you know what? I want to say half an hour of that was movies.
Okay.
Like,
so...
Game.
So my...
So you skip them again?
Me getting fucked in the ass this week's story is... There's a thing in Borderlands.
What?
There's a thing in Borderlands.
Did you read that game yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I've heard of something.
No. This wasn't even related to that. Some people are losing progress, but that hasn't happened to me. There's a thing in the game called Golden Keys, okay? So your main town is this town called Sanctuary, and there's like a portal device which sends you wherever you want to go, like a fast travel thing. And right next to that, so it's your central hub city, is this chest that takes Golden Keys to require. And you open it up, it's always going to have rare loot. You get one of them for pre-ordering the game, and one of them for signing up for some fucking stupid, like EA has their EA club or whatever.
So that you can only ever have two?
You can only have, well, as far as I knew, it was one. I was lucky to find out about a second one. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get a good gun. So I open up this chest just before I have to go to work. I open it up, I get an amazing sniper rifle, and I'm a sniper class, so I'm like... fucking creaming in my pants over this fucking awesome gun. I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait to come home and play this. So I pick them up or whatever, and I shut my Xbox off. I'm like, alright, cool. So I come home after work to go and play it.
Oh no.
I don't have my guns, but my key's gone. So I open the chest, the game saves. I pick the guns up, the game doesn't save again, and I turn it off. So I lost both the fucking purple guns that I picked up.
Are you kidding?
And wasted my key.
Oh my god.
Now, if you hold on to your keys, the best thing about those is if, like, you're level 50 and you open up a chest at level 50, you're getting awesome level 50 weapons. It's like...
Yeah, but at that point, you're probably bored of the game.
That's one game that the DLC is incredible. They put it out every few months and they're deep. You get 10 hours more of gameplay. Like, they nail it.
Nice.
The only thing that was shit.
I never played the DLC for
the first thing that was bad was the Moxie thing that fucking...
Does it feel a lot like Borderlands 1? Like, is it that same kind of...
Well, I guess we'll get into the review of it. It has the same feel. Like, it's got the same slapsticky kind of humor.
I liked it, but I didn't...
It's better. So much better now. Like, Claptrap's kind of annoying. The main bad guy in the game, his name is Handsome Jack. He somehow is trying to open other vaults... That's pretty much... Like, the story in the game is
stupid. Whatever. It's always been kind of slapsticky, like...
This game is 100 times funnier than the first one. Like, it actually... last night, I was playing by myself, and I actually laughed, like, out loud. Like, I was like, holy fuck, that's funny. And it wasn't even... It probably won't be that funny to tell it, but I'm fighting this huge wave of enemies, like, for, like, 10 minutes. There's guys coming on, and the very last guy that I kill, I snipe him in the chest, and he kind of drops down slowly... And they say funny stuff sometimes when you kill him. And he's like, oh, tell my wife she's a bitch. And it was just quiet as it said that. And I was dying. Like, that's so fucking like, spot on funny. But the comedy's great. There's more story. Like, there's more talking in the first hour of that game than there was in Borderlands
completely.
Yeah. Like, there's more of a story. It's good. I'm all about loot. Like, I don't know what it is about that. Like, grinding to have better gear.
Yeah, like,
I don't know what it is. Torchlight is the same thing. Like, Diablo is the same kind of way. Those games where you...
Friday.
Even WoW. Like, it kind of pulls the loot system from WoW. Like, you have your white items are your common, and then there's green, which is uncommon. Blue is rare. Purple is, like, epic. And then you've got your orange items, which are, like, ultra rare. And I've seen one...
I wonder what drives us to keep playing that. Just like the thought of getting something.
I don't know, dude, but like, I'm not kidding.
It's in a video game. It's in a video game. It's success in that, in that alone.
That means nothing in real life, right? Like, yeah, I just got an epic weapon in Borderlands. It means nothing. But when I open a chest up.
Think of something differently. And
you know what I like about Borderlands? It sort of has levels. Like, you don't see that in games anymore, right? Like, remember you used to go, okay, I'm on level 2 now. Okay. You'll go through an area, and then you'll have side quests and shit, and then you'll do your main quest. It's another area. And in a sense, it's kind of levels, which is cool, because you don't really see that anymore in games.
A thing I was realizing I really liked about games that I missed in Metal Gear 4 was boss fights.
This has cool boss fights as well.
Boss
like,
fights.
Yeah, there's a few bosses that you see in this game, and they're like... they're really big. Like, there's that epic feeling of, like...
Well, you just shoot at it. Like,
no, because...
In Metal Gear, there's strategy, and...
There is strategy.
Well, in Metal Gear,
the strategy is to shoot at the yellow part that opens up when...
Not necessarily. Not always.
Yeah, it is.
Not always. Okay, are you bashing this game? Like,
No, I love it. But that's what the strategy of the boss fights are.
Okay.
You're talking about games in general?
This game in general. Borderlands. Generally
the boss fights.
Every boss in
it's like Gears of War. Shoot the giant yellow circle.
Exactly.
It's fucking obvious what you're supposed to shoot.
The same as Dead Space 3. Dead Space 2, sorry.
Yeah. Games, I guess, are like that in a sense. But they do have a very large scale. Like, you fight... I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to spoil anything because the story is actually... is pretty good in Borderlands, but... there's some pretty awesome boss fights in that game where when you beat them, because it takes a while, like, they have a lot of fucking health, so 5 minutes where you're fighting the same thing and it finally dies and it drops to the ground and there's just like a fucking confetti of loot pouring out. Like, there's nothing more satisfying than just like picking up all the money, because that's the first thing you grab, get it out of the way, and then you're going through, oh my god, there's a blue, there's a fucking purple, what's that purple, I hope it's good for my class. And then when you get something that is like perfect for your class, like, I'm a sniper, I play as the assassin.
Yeah.
What if it's no good for your class? You just sell it?
You could sell it, or there's a cool thing. There's a cool thing where you can you throw it in a chest, and then your other characters can access that chest, and you can pick it up and use it for that class.
That's kind of cool. It's just like it's a lot of gameplay to get all your characters to the level.
To level. Oh fuck
yeah! Progress that you're at.
Absolutely, it is. I'll probably level one of them to 50 and then play the other three to get the achievements, and that's it. But solid fucking game. Like, it's the best game that I've played in a year, at least.
Oh, by the way, yes, speaking of Skyrim achievements, did you guys see that thing Microsoft released today about the rewards?
I did.
I have it up right now.
That's bullshit.
That is some fucking bullshit.
That's
2%?
2% off if you're 25 grand or above in GamerScore.
Not even 2% off, a 2% rebate.
Oh, sorry, yeah, 2% rebate. That's
horrible.
So that's like 5 points for every, what? That's 2 points for every 100 points.
Okay, so you spend 800 points.
On a dollar.
You're getting 16 points?
Yeah.
Did I just do that wrong? No, I did that right. That's retarded.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about
that?
You will never pay off. That'll never pay off ever.
Well, the fact that, like...
this should have been done
Sony
on day one.
Sony and Nintendo
all the backlogs
great online
like
incentives, and they come out with this late in the game is an insult. Just like...
and not really. This is gamer score. Like,
okay.
Like what do trophies have? Like,
so,
what
trophies don't have anything. Trophies,
before we move on to this...
That's for Xbox Live Gold members only.
Listen to me.
Yeah, but
and
that's,
I pay
that's
to be an Xbox
that's
Live gold
thing,
member.
That's another thing you're paying to be a gold member for.
But I'm
you
paying
to be a gold member, and you don't have fucking 9-hour system updates. Like, the servers never crash.
I guess. Everything that's, works. You know what, though? Like, I feel like, granted, none of the servers should ever crash. Like, that shouldn't be an issue anyone has to worry about. And it sucks that it does happen on Sony. But, I don't know. I feel like it should be better than that. You know,
it is horrible. I'm not defending it at all. It's bad. It's really bad.
Okay, to put Borderlands to rest, it's a fucking solid. Like, I was trying to talk about this, and you guys ran away with it. But anyway, Borderlands, solid, solid game. Like, best I played in a year. No, because we're gonna get back onto that fucking too late in the game bullshit. Because I got another fucking thing. But Borderlands is a solid game. 30 hours, easy. It's worth $70. Play it if you haven't played it. I don't care if you haven't played the first one. Play the second.
Nice.
To move on to
some... Dan's review. Buy it.
To move on to some bullshit, PS3 putting out their new Slim, the new one. Did you see the pricing?
Yeah. That doesn't even change the price.
They're fucking $400 still.
They're what?
You're getting...
No, they're not.
More memory. You're getting...
It's $299.
You're getting
the same price as the one that's
you're getting right now. 500 gigs. Huge hard drive. It's still $399.
No, it's not $399. $299.
I don't think it is, man.
Yeah,
it comes with the game. It comes with the game,
dude. It's the exact same price as the ones that are out now. Yeah. It's just a new system.
I was listening to Cheap Ass Gamer right at work before I came here, and they were talking about how much money it was.
It's not
really.
Yes.
No, I don't believe it. We gotta look this up.
Look it up because there's bundles where it comes with a game or two.
Oh yeah, the one
with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. The Assassin's Creed bundle, which isn't even released yet, but will be. But they're retarded expensive.
That actually looks fucking awesome.
It's not a bad deal, man. Like, not a bad deal at all.
Yeah, that's...
$300 for a 500 gigabyte hard drive?
Okay.
That's incredible.
Okay, but, listen.
It could be less. It should be less.
Yes. Okay, we got Wii U coming out in 2 months. Okay, which is the same price or cheaper.
It's more, actually.
It's the same price. You can get $299.
The deluxe is $350.
Okay.
And the deluxe PS3 is $300. Okay. So it's more.
But listen, there's a 500 gig PS3 coming out now, when there's a new system coming out in 2 months. Why do you need a 500 gig hard drive now? Why wasn't this done 2 years ago?
Yeah, well,
next
E3,
in June, in less than a year from now, they're going to be showing off, hopefully.
They're trying to get...
Yeah, man.
More.
What the
for what
fuck?
They already have. So they don't develop something else. They also announced this week that they're going to be backing the PS3 till at least 2015.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, they did the same thing with PlayStation 2 after PS3
and
came
actually
out.
PlayStation 1.
One?
I remember that.
Yeah.
They came out, the Slim PS1 launched a year into PS2.
Yeah, that's one thing that PlayStation has done. I don't understand why for the low
because
income.
They sell.
Because, yeah, they still sell. But for that price, that's crazy. They should release it for
$299. I understand you're getting a lot of memory. Fine, memory these days is cheap. Who cares? Put out a system to compare with the Wii U. Like, this is cheaper. The PS3 is cheaper than the Wii U, and it has way more memory. And a better backlog of games. Let's make it $100 cheaper.
Yeah.
I feel like pricing is irrelevant. I mean...
It's not irrelevant.
It's just... Well, it is relevant, but like...
Why do you think fucking...
They came out with a new, like, console design, and they kept the prices the same.
It's what, 40% lighter or something?
It's still cool.
Like, it is
it's cool that they came out with a new console design and kept the prices the same. If Xbox keeps the prices the same and doesn't change the console, they've beat them on that, at least. You know what I mean? Like... This was clearly a scramble to have something to sell more consoles.
Yeah, hopefully they increase
the
sales.
At least they changed the console design. That's the good thing I can say about it.
Lower
I'm not gonna get one.
They've definitely got a plan for something. Like, you know what I mean? They're not stupid.
Wow, this is what they're doing for the holiday season. At least,
yeah, they've got a slightly new product on the shelf.
It's not
so new. That they can carry them through the halls.
They're gonna hope to sell. Maybe they'll drop Vita.
Like, when does The Last of Us come out? That's not this fall.
February.
February
or March.
That's gonna be the best game aside from Uncharted for PlayStation.
Oh yeah.
It has to be.
Uncharted sucked.
I don't think it did.
I liked Uncharted.
I didn't.
The story for
Uncharted 2.
They have a wonderful presentation.
Oh yeah.
That's the shooting.
But the gameplay, blech.
I don't feel so like great about the shooting.
Yeah, I was a strong.
Aside from that, the game's pretty solid.
Oh yeah, everything about it, like the platforming, is incredible.
Yeah. That's okay.
But the shooting, like, I died constantly.
Okay. What did you have a problem with in the shooting? Like,
they take too many bullets.
The reticle is gigantic. And you're shooting, it's just... It's shooting everywhere around the guy, except hitting
him. I didn't find that. You use a handgun, and the reticle is super small and just narrow, and you can go for the headshot every time.
They don't die in one shot, though, do they?
If you shoot them in the head, they do. It's like, I found it comparable to other shooters. It has a curve. I'll admit, it could use a little bit more polishing.
Maybe it wasn't the PS3 controller. I don't know.
I don't like it either. I really don't. I don't like the analog sticks being at the same height. Like, because now I'm so used to Xbox that where your left thumb is much higher than your right thumb. And it just feels right. You know what I mean? It's a glove.
The controller could use a redesign, yeah. But I don't think it stops.
How much you want to bet that PlayStation 4 is going to have the same controller? The exact same controller.
They have to.
I hope not.
It's iconic.
They've had it since PS1?
Yeah. Well,
the DualShock came out.
Okay, they've had
PS1 didn't have... It originally didn't even have dual... It didn't have analog sticks.
It did.
They're going to make a fucking Wii U controller, but it's going to have PS... Or, like, the PlayStation remote control.
And that'd be cool. All right. Right. Well, anyway, guys.
Yeah.
This'll be it. That pretty much wraps it up. We'll see you next week.
Oh!